Oh, we have action right away. We're doing a radio show. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
Hi, radio show.
Hi, radio show.
Can let me play a song and
wait,
then you can tell
I
me.
Need to tell you
okay,
something.
Tell everybody.
I need to show you it.
Tell everybody.
I need to show you it.
Well, you can't show everybody because this is radio.
Look. אני מצאתי חבילה עם קופסה כזאת שעליה יש ציור ש... מה יש בפנים? אני לא יודעת מה זה.
You found the חבילה?
שהוא בשביל תינוקות.
Where did you find this חבילה?
Come.
Okay, let's play a song before
Wait.
We put on before I go see this חבילה. Everybody,
Daddy,
I'm going to check out a חבילה. I will give you a full report when I come back. In the meantime, please enjoy a little bit of Bob Dylan to open up the show. A little track we like to call Desolation Row. Feel it, people. Feel it. Happy Saturday.
They're sending postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlors filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As a lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one, she smiles and puts her hands into her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. He belonged to me, I believe. And someone turns and says to him, my friend, you'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars, they're just pretending to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone is either making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Now Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Now to her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, some jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world locked inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. As nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle, you can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row, across the street they've nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. They are spoon feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouts to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know Casanova, he's just being punished for going to Desolation Row." At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that no one is escaping to Desolation Row. A's V to Nero's Neptune, Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yesterday, about the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, Yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I cannot read too well. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
Bobby, Desolation Row. Can't go wrong. Mystery solved. There was indeed a box, a package left for us. It was actually ordered by us, a little chair for our baby. So after scrubbing it down and everybody washing their hands and following strict protocol like we do in this day and age, we have a new chair for our baby. Attaches to another chair. She's not into her high chair anymore. As you can hear, I'm outside and there's a action in the sky. We call that action in the sky. I think we're gonna move on today with a request, song of request. This is a little collaboration between Steve Winwood and Eric Clapton. Steve Winwood, of course, being the lead singer of, well, he started when he was really young with the Spencer Davis Group, and then he was obviously the lead singer of Traffic. Of course, last week I did play some Traffic, and I do love me some Traffic, and I do love me some Steve Winwood, and this song is called Dear Mr. Fantasy. And yes, at this point in time, we are begging Mr. Fantasy. So, here we are.
Cause
There you have it. I think it's about time to say that this is, oh my God, it's still alive. Kan Brian Steiner. And of course, usually I'm accompanied by Ronen Kochavi, but yeah, he won't come close to me, that fucker. He's avoiding me like the plague, which, you know, hell. Who could blame him at this point in time? That was, excuse me. We are on Radio Akatsay. We are in lockdown. I'm sitting in my garden. I have one asleep, one on school Zoom, and two watching television. Equals a little bit of peace and quiet. And an opportunity to play some music for y'all and record myself a little radio. So I'm up in the air here on which direction to go with my next song, and I have just this moment decided we're going with Lizards. Because Lizards, what the fuck? Yeah, so here's Lizards. Lizards by Phish. Little story for the hell of it about the song. Not that I'm a big a connoisseur of knowledge of Phish, however. They met in college, I believe, in Vermont, and this was the final project of the lead singer, Trey. Trey Anastasia, if I'm not mistaken. Anastasio Anastusti Stasti, something like this. I'm very close with the Anastusti Stasti, believe it or not. And this was as his final project in college. They went to a music school, Mina Stam, as we say. And as his final project, he wrote a story album, which you can still get today and listen to. It's actually pretty cool. And this is a track that Phish did off of that album. It's called Lizards. Quite fun, actually. And it's good for all of you conspiracy theorists out there. A little bit of Lizards, because Lizards, as we all know, rule the world. So, without further ado, Phish. Take it away.
Corridor, I came upon an aging knight who leaned against the wall in gnarly armor. He was on his way to see the king. Wilson, Wilson, Wilson. He led me through the streets as he tried to brush a bug that scurried underneath his boot heel. Was a place where we should go. So he led me through the forest to the edge of a lagoon by which we wandered till we reached a bubbly spring. The night grew very quiet as we stood there. He lifted up his visor and he turned to me and he began to sing. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of Dean Edge. But I never am going back there, and I couldn't if I tried. There's a cup in the land of lizards. The lizards, they have died. And the lizards, they have died. And the lizards, they have died. And the lizards, they have were a race of people practically extinct from doing things smart people don't do. He said he was once a lizard too. Rutherford the Brave, and he was on a quest to save his people from the fate that lay before them. Their clumsy end was perilously near. The lizards would be saved, he said, if they could be enlightened by the writings of the helping friendly book. And all of Russia, only one existed. And Wilson had declared that any person who possessed it was a crook. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of demons. From the land of the big baboon. But I never am going back there. And I couldn't if I tried. Cause I come from the land of lizards. And the lizards, they have died. 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 Book, it seemed, possessed the ancient secrets of eternal joy and never-ending splendor. The trick was to surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the bush till soon we saw before our eyes a raging river. He said we can swim it if we try. And saying this, the knight dove in, forgetting that his suit of arms would surely weigh him down. And so he sunk. And as his body disappeared before me, I bowed my head in silence and remembered all the thoughts that he had done. He said, I come from the land of God. He said, I come from the land of doom. But I never am going back there. And I couldn't if I tried. Cause I come from the land of lizards. And the lizards, they have
come.
Ray himself has been coming out with new songs constantly during this period. And there's a lot of artists doing a lot of cool things all over the internet. Shout out to Yossi Mizrahi, who you could find the eShine on Facebook, who during quarantine made a song every day live with people sending in pieces of music, bass, drums, loops, singing, and every day would put together a song. That was, I believe it's over by now, but it was phenomenal to watch, and I'm sure there'll be clips up, and you can follow eShine on Facebook. Little local Israel action, and there's a lot going on in Israel. There's shows going on every night, and I've seen from Dag Nachash to Donna Berger, every artist you could name. Carolina went up live for a little while. So everybody's trying to keep us entertained, keep us happy all over the world. So shout out to all of the kind people doing their part. excuse me. And so also Trey, as I said, Anastasio. I should have looked it up during the song, but I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. Anastastista. excuse me, Trey. Not like I'm on a first name basis. If I ever met him, I'd have to say Mr. Anastastistista. So, you know, that's just what it is. Another artist that I mentioned here, I've mentioned already probably 2 weeks in a row, is Michael Franti, doing his From the Couch World Tour. Of course, he and Spearhead had a world tour planned, which got canceled, postponed. They now plan to come to Europe in the fall, I believe. Summer, fall, I don't remember exactly, but another worthwhile musician, all-around good dude, it seems to me, Michael Franti. And I enjoy watching him play music from his house with his wife and son, and some guest that isn't clear to me, the relationship. A little intrigue. Intrigue is, you know, sometimes fun. Anyway, so let's do another Michael Franti, because I can't get enough of him. Michael Franti and Spearhead, What I Be. I think I'll take this opportunity to say that today's show is brought to you by whatever drug you could find around your house on a Saturday morning. Yeah, just suck it all in right now and enjoy the day. And here is What I Be.
On and on and on. on and on and on, on and on and on. Yo. If I could be the leaves like jade, I would stay evergreen and spread my limbs out wide and pull up so close to me. And if I could be the roots, I would dig deep like ancestry. And if I were the fruits, you make the sweetest cherry pie for me. And if I could be the night, my moon replace on electric lights. And magic music would transmit from outer space on satellites. And if myself could be the ocean, you would feel emotion all the time. And if I were the words, then everything and everybody said would rhyme. And what I be is what I be. 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 And oh, then hold that one. Do you love someone? Do you love someone? Love someone. Do you love somebody? Then hold that one. And on and on and on. On and on and on. On and on and on. On and on. Robert, can I get a little rhythm? Uh-huh. Somebody, then hold that one. Do you love someone? Do you love someone? Love someone. Do you love somebody? Then hold that one. And on and on and on. 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 If I could be sex, my words would protect. I'd be in the lives of all who connect. What the heck? I make it so we all got selected. Boys would be jipping for your hot intellect, and the minds of the masses would all stay erect. And then just for kicks, I mail out some checks. Address to those who sent the used latex. And yes, that's what I would do if I was sex. If I could be you, you could be me. I could be you, you could be me. I could walk a mile in your shoes, and you could walk a mile in my bare feet. What I be is what I be, what I be. Let me hear. It's what I be, what I be, 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 it's what I be. And on and on and on, on and on and on, on and on and on. Put your hands up, y'all, and I say, well, 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 moving on, we're gonna move, y'all. Well, well, well.
Okay, welcome back.
Hello.
We hope you enjoyed that. I am here now with my eldest child. Her name is Oria. Say hi again.
Hi.
You
met me before.
Right, you said hello. You had a quick talk with me last week.
Yeah.
And then stormed off. What? I can't say that you stormed off? Like a stormtrooper. You're like a stormtrooper. You don't even know what a stormtrooper is because you don't really know what Star Wars is, right? You're nodding.
I heard about the movie.
You heard about the movie. Oh, we have someone coming in. Yes, my sweetie. Go take care of that for her. Turn the volume down. All right, so I understand that Oria would like to tell some jokes. You'd like to tell some jokes? Okay, so please hook us up with a joke. Into here, please. Look, face this way.
Wait, can I do the... okay.
Face this way, please.
Okay. Let me think of a joke.
No, see, you're supposed to think about that before you get on the radio and tell a joke.
Okay, then you do the first joke. And I'll think about the second one.
I'll tell that two men are walking down the street.
Okay, so you can say those kind of stuff. Okay.
You want to tell that joke? Please tell that
okay.
joke.
Okay, so two men are walking down the street. One of them sees a brown lump.
He almost steps in.
He sees a brown lump on the floor that he almost steps in. And
you have to speak up and please come closer.
And he says, is that poopy? And the other one comes and he says,
let me set up the joke, okay? Let me set up the joke. Two guys are walking down the street.
Yes.
One of them almost steps in something and stops and says, oh my God, I think I almost stepped in a pile of poop.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So what does he do?
First he
whatever
smells
order you want.
It.
First he smells it and
he says, it sure smells like poopy.
You need to come closer this way.
It sure smells like poopy. And then he touches it and he says, It feels like poop.
Sure feels like poops.
And then he tastes it, and he says, yeah, it's poop. Thank God I didn't step in it.
Right. It still makes me laugh. Even though I know the whole joke, it still makes me laugh.
So I have another one.
Okay,
now.
Let's hear it.
A man walks into a bar with a duck on his head.
Mm.
The barman asks, can I help you? The duck says, yes, get this man off my butt.
You like that joke?
Yes, it's funny.
It is funny. you got another joke to tell us?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there were three ants walking in a row.
Three ants walking in a row.
Yeah. So they asked the one...
The ants go marching one by one.
The ant on
hurrah.
The end of the line, they ask, people ask her...
You can't tell riddles.
No, it's going to turn into... I'm going to say
turned
the
this
answer.
Into a joke?
Yeah, it can turn into a joke.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's
okay.
hear it.
It's
a fun riddle,
ask,
though. Maybe we could teach our listeners a riddle to go tell their friends.
Wait.
Let's do that. Okay. Go ahead.
But first I want to say this.
Go ahead.
And they asked her, how many ants do you have in front of you? She said two. The ant in the middle... They asked her, how many ants do you have in front of you? She said, one in front of me, one behind me. The first ant in the row, they asked her, how many ants do you have behind you? She said, two behind me and two in front of me. How could that be? And because you can't tell me the answer, so I'll tell you the answer. She was a liar!
Which one was a liar?
The first one
was a liar. That's right. So here's an idea I just had. We tell each other these riddles.
Okay.
We could give our listeners now a solid riddle
okay.
that then they can go tell members of their family because they're all kind of hanging out at home all the time and it's a fun kind of pass the time thing. So let's teach them our basic riddle of the guy that walks into a bar.
No, okay? Wait, I have a different one.
No, let's tell that one. It's the best one to start with. You tell it, though.
Okay.
We can tell two. You can tell your second one also.
A man walks into a bar, asks the barman for a cup of water. The barman picks up a gun. The man says thank you and he walks away. How could that be?
Hold on, don't tell the answer yet. Think about it for a while. The game is played usually that you can ask yes or no questions, and maybe we could give you some examples of those questions, and you answer yes or no, and then people have to figure out how that scenario makes sense. And it does make sense. Think about it for a second. While Ayla came here to tell us something, we're going to listen to what she had to say. Yes, but you have to speak loudly so everybody can hear you, okay? Ghouli needs me in the bathroom.
Okay, so I'll make sure no one is, yeah.
I think what we'll do actually, is we'll play a song and then we'll tell you the answer when the song is over.
Yeah, think
so
about it.
So we're going to play a song and come back. Guy walks into a bar. He asks the bartender for a glass of water. The bartender pulls out a gun. The man says, thank you.
And he walks away.
And he leaves. Think about it. I got to go wipe an ass. Excuse me.
We'll be right back. Everything, yeah, yeah. Everything. 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 Anything. Everything. I know it's gonna be all right. Yeah, everything, ooh, everything, mm-hmm, everything, it's gonna be all right, yeah, everything, yeah, mm-hmm, everything, yeah, I know everything.
What I wanted to go out with today. Everything's going to be all right. Much love to you. Thank you. We have been Oh My God, It's Still Alive. I'm Brian Steiner, surrounded by Oria and Ayla Steiner. Until next Saturday, please, please have a lovely and safe and healthy week. The answer to the riddle cookie is that...
He had the hiccups. And as you know, to help the hiccups, you can or drink a glass of water or get scared.
Right. So the guy scared him out of his hiccups. That's the answer to your riddle. Until next week, Radio Akutse, keep on rocking. Peace out.